one is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha! I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com and PalTalk.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Our direct lines are same area code 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. I personally want to send out all my thank yous, my sincere gratitudes to having our Pal Talk sisters and brothers with us once again tonight. It is truly an honor. I love each and every one of you, and you are indeed a big part of the family of this show, the Universal Spiritual Connection. As you all know, we have been faced with many challenges in our spiritual journey. And tonight, with the hope that we will be able to enlighten, empower each and every one of you in a very small way that can help propel you into further empowering not only your spiritual journey, but also many of the challenges that we are all facing in these times. But yet, with that said, this is a great time of celebration worldwide, for we are embarking upon the anchoring of the new paradigm as above, so below, right here on the planet. This is what our spiritual journey has truly been all about. This is what each of you have been personally trained for this very moment. Watch carefully, for in October you all will witness the stargate of the new paradigm opening up as we all actually step into that new gateway. As we all know, it is heaven on earth. And we have two wonderful guests tonight. I personally would like to add my own observation of these two incredibly wonderful young ladies. And I'd like to share what I have learned about them firsthand. And each one of these ladies, I have learned their passion for being of service, their desire and understanding of the responsibility and the accountability of when they give out messages to not only empower each of us on our own personal journey, but to also give us enlightenment that will help propel us into a greater understanding as things unfold around us. So let's all give a warm welcome to our first guest. We all know her by Mommy Angel, but let's all invite Georgetta to the show. Welcome and aloha.
Hello, Leilani, and how are you?
I am great. I am ready to party. What about you?
Always. You know me, always.
I already got my party hat on. But before we get started and invite our next guest for this evening show, I'd like for you to share and bring the new listeners that are tuned in to BBSRadio.com a little bit about who you are and the work that you do.
Well, I do spiritual readings as well as some metaphysical. I read the angel cards, animal cards, tarot cards. I do Reiki healing. I mostly do spiritual healing because with me, spiritual healing, it's like second nature to me. And I do some remote viewing. I'm taking classes at remote viewing right now. And honestly, that's very interesting. I love that one right there. And I have two websites going. My first website is where I do readings from, and that's angelspiritualparadise.com. And I have a web store, which is cafepress.com/angelshalo. Be free to take a look around. It's great over there.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And one of the things I'd like to add to this as well is that what I have found about Georgette is that she has been extremely grounding for me. And as we all know, regardless of where we feel we are in our spiritual path, sometimes we all just need that little bit of a helping hand that cares about our soul. Because as we all know, soul matters. And so thank you, Georgette, for sharing a bit about yourself. Without further delay, let's all please give our next guest, and I love calling her Angel, so that's what we're going to do. Angel, warm welcomes to the Universal Spiritual Connection.
Hello, I hope you can hear me. This thing's a little strange sometimes.
We can hear you. I'd like for you as well, if you would, share a little bit about who you are with all our listeners tonight. Are you there?
Yeah.
My brain just shut down. Sorry.
Well, you know what? You know what that? You know what they say, don't you? Shift happens, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, too often.
That's what they mean by going with the flow, I promise you. So when you get ready, you just let us know, and we would love to hear from you, because I know that you're extremely a spiritual and powerful individual in your own right, and as I have shared with all our listeners, you're very passionate in what you do as well, and you don't take one soul very lightly, especially when it comes to guidance. And I do want to take a moment and invite all of you to my show page with bbsradio.com. I have a wealth of information about each of our guests for this evening. Along with that is their links to their websites as well. I'd like to take this moment to invite all of you to explore both of their sites. So, Angel, are you ready?
Well, there's not really much to tell other than besides being a photographer by love. I'm also into I do readings. I do a little bit of everything, and I can't exactly put it into words because there's no certain amount of words can describe who I am. And I know that's awkward to say, but I can do so many things that I just...
Well, you know what they call that, don't you?
You know what they multi-talented?
Yes, I was just going to say that. They call that multi-dimensional. Because and we all are, aren't we? We're finding each of us as each day as we wake up, a lot of our gifts either are being exceptionally enhanced, or we're finding that new gifts have arrived, and so a lot of us are inviting these new spiritual gifts that have been awakening around us. And that's a telltale sign how close we truly are to all the lifting of the veils and the new paradigm gate opening. Now, tonight, we're all going to be giving you all readings. You're welcome to call in at toll-free numbers 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. We also have the direct lines same area code is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. Real quick, Angel, I really would like to touch a little bit because I find your photography absolutely fascinating, and you're one of those individuals. It's a natural. You're a natural at it. Can you share a little bit about your photography work with all of us?
Well, it's depending on which side of the photographer you're looking at. Are you looking at the regular photographer that takes anything, or the spiritual photographer that walks into a cemetery and can actually photograph the spirits coming out of their tombstones just to say hello?
Well, you can share that part with us, and I'd like to add this as well about her photography. She's one of those individuals that has a natural eye. So as we all know, that talent, regardless of what level that we are choosing to express it in, when you have that natural eye for things, it shows up in that art that you are creating. So share a little bit about your spiritual photography.
Well, it's, when I take my photography, I take pictures where I'm drawn to take them, whether it's a building, a person. When I feel the presence that's being pulled to me that needs help or needs understanding that, hey, we're still here, but yet nobody else can see us or feel us, they call upon me to communicate their needs, as most of us would say, to the living, so that the rest of us can understand and acknowledge the fact that there was somebody there, and the past, just because it's the past, doesn't mean that it should be forgotten.
Absolutely, because I find as I was, you know, as you shared your photography work with me, there's a lot to be learned by those the pictures that you have actually taken, because it takes us back to a time for greater understanding, which I find really helps us to understand where we are today, don't you think?
Yes, very much so. Sorry, I'm getting my words tangled up here. That's why with my photography sites, my Nightfire photos and my Precious Shadows that I use the statement on their snapshots to the soul, due to the fact that that's what I take. When I take somebody's picture or take a picture of a building, I capture the inner beauty, the inner connections to this world that most people cannot see or do not take the time to see, because they allow me to see them and to share them with others. They can see them in my photos, but they can't see them with their naked eye, so to speak.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I, for one, have been blown away by your real gift that you have, because, you know, that is a gift that I would personally like to have, to be able to express. But, you know, you've taken that gift and expressed it in other ways as well through your photography, you know, through wedding pictures, to many other mediums as well. So we want to thank you for sharing that gift with us tonight. Now, while one of the things I'd like to do is bring back Georgette to the radio show, and I'm actually going to put you guys both on notice. And oh, you guys got my number right. Anyway, I would like a personal reading from both of you, if I may, please. And if you would start first, Georgette, I would really appreciate that.
I knew you were going to say that one.
So did I.
Oh, Jack, you're something else.
Hey, yes. If you can't have fun in life, what's the sense in having it, right? And
you're
I haven't
right.
learned that. You know, just go with the flow, have a good time while you're doing it. If it's not any fun, why bother, right?
You're right.
You bet.
Boy, are you right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Miss Leilani, what are we going to get for you today? I can't tell you what I see. Yeah, really. I can't tell you there is Archangel Michael around you. He's always with you.
Oh, yes, he is. You know, I asked him one time, I probably shouldn't be saying this on the radio, but I did indeed do this. I asked Archangel Michael if he would marry me, and only to find out I did.
And
how many times did he laugh at you? Well, no, with these sweet, sweet, loving eyes of his, he said to me, he says, well, I'm already married, and that is true, he is. And yes, I also... real quick, because I'm reading. I will also give you a reading as well, so please feel free to call into the radio show. But you know what? You guys got triple trouble tonight because we got three of us that's doing readings tonight.
And for those that are in the Pal Talk room that know the three of us, that can be an interesting combination to have the three of us in the same room together.
Oh, you got that one. Right.
We work with each other very well.
The power of three.
Exactly.
Okay, so what do you got for me, hon?
Okay, Miss Jazz, are you thinking about moving or changing employment? Because I see a move with you, and it's a very exciting move. And what I'm picking up is that there's a lot of positive energy around this move for you.
Yes, I am, by the way. I was just talking about it this afternoon.
Okay, but what I'm also picking up, my dear, is that you're not taking time out for you. You need to start taking time out for yourself because you're so busy helping everybody that you're neglecting you.
Oh,
so.
Darn, who's squealing on me now? I'm going to have a talk with them. I do. I just love helping people. I love supporting them. I just love people in general. But please, continue.
Okay, I hear that you've been asking your angels to give you some sort of guidance. I'm hearing, don't worry about it. They hear your request. They're guiding you. You got to listen a little more carefully, though, because you're so busy with everybody else, you're not listening to what the angels are telling you for you.
Okay.
They have got your request. They hear your request every single day, and they are helping you.
That's so funny because I do. I actually do put a special request in every day. But 2 days ago, I actually went personally and really sat down and talked with them about quite a few things and did indeed ask them for their guidance. Yes.
Okay. I see you flying high, like everything is going to be going the way you want it to go. Some people are feeling a little threatened by how high you're achieving your goals. I wouldn't worry about it because they're all going to come to you and it's going to be, wow, you're inspiring me to no end. I can't believe this. It's unbelievable. Like you're the example for them to keep going. It's really awesome. It's an awesome feeling.
Wow, that's really interesting.
I have to say I agree very much. But not only you're not listening to them to what they're telling you, you're not reading the signs that they're giving you as well.
Well, gosh, fun it. I started exercising. Matter of fact, it happened naturally. Today made the seventh day, and it was so funny. I have to share this with all the listeners, okay? All of a sudden, I heard that it was time to get up and go exercise. And it was, I could actually feel hands on my physical body saying, get up and go exercise. Today officially made the seventh day that I have been dedicated to exercising, and it's been happening very naturally. Is that too
cool, or what? That's
wonderful. I have been very dedicated to, I have to say it's felt really good. I am actually dropping weight. My eating habits are actually changing as since I've been exercising, and it's been wonderful. I want to encourage everybody to get out there. It's been great.
Even the smallest thing, like walking around, even when you have a camera with you, can actually end up being exercise, and you don't even realize it because you don't, you don't think about it that way. That's the way I do with my photography. I just, when I'm with the camera, it's just part of me.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And that's what I mean by it became very natural for me to actually do that. And I've, and it's interesting as well, is because I have been very aware that they've all gone with me. My whole team has gone with me, and they're walking along with me, giving me this encouragement. Each day they have given me different things to do during my walk. Like they, now they got me doing push-ups. They got me stretching. It's comical. I promise you, it's so comical. All of you, if you guys would like to come walking with me, I have a lot of fun doing it, let me tell you.
Okay, Jess, there is a spirit around you. It's to your right. And usually when it's to your right, it's, well, my right, it could be your left, because it could be a mirror image. It's usually a female, a mother figure, aunt figure, something like that.
Okay.
This woman here... She's got medium-length hair. It's frosted with gray. You know how when you got your dark hair and the gray is coming through? It's something like that, so I would figure she's somewhere in her mid-50s.
Ah, then you are probably talking about my grandmother. Yes. But please, continue.
Okay, did she like to bake?
Yes, she did.
All right, because she's handing me chocolate chip cookies. I don't know why.
That's funny,
because
she handed me ginger snaps.
Somebody's in trouble because they're squealing on me about the chocolate chip cookies. Oh, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay, but what I hear from her is follow your dream, don't let go, the sky's the limit. And she says, you'll know what she means when she says the sky's the limit.
I do, actually. I know exactly what, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is actually one of the requests I put out there, is to receive that confirmation. It's, you know, it's really interesting, as you both know, it's always important for us in partnership with our angels, our master teachers around us, is to have that strong bond where you go and you talk with them about the creations that you're creating, and to seek their guidance before you just jump in and act out whatever it is that you are attempting to achieve within your goals. And thank you for that confirmation, because I am. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said, boy, is that the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, and I asked them to give me the green light that that I could move forward with some of the things that I have been, you know, I've had on the back burner for a while.
But when you're doing that, you also have to be very careful to make sure how you word what you're asking for, because your intent behind it may come out totally different than what you wanted in the first place.
That is true. And that is that's a good key element. I'm glad you brought that up, because you know, when you're working with your angels and the master teachers around you, you know, they're very, very simple. So, and it's important when we communicate is to be very specific in our direct requests from them. You know.
Not only that, but it also make it simple. It doesn't have to be exaggerated or over exuberant. Just make it simple.
Yes, so I agree.
They know what your intent. They know the intent behind it. But your words don't have to go into great detail. Just keep it simple.
That's right. And that even flows into our own personal lives and our environments as well, and you know, stepping outside of what we are creating and asking ourselves important questions on how are we able to approach whatever it is that we're doing in life in a more simplified way and more effortless, so we have more time to do other things that have not to say it has more value, but you know, being able to plug into our families, our friends, and being spontaneous, where all of a sudden you decide you want to go on a short road trip, or you know, go play in a park or whatever, and I know that we all worldwide can really use that in our lives, can't we?
Oh, you're definitely right on that one. Okay, I know that you've had some rough times financially, struggling here, there, and everywhere, but I'm being told things are going to start settling down for you, and you're going to feel more tranquil, and you're going to be having a much smoother road for yourself. Just don't push it to happen, and it's going to come naturally on its own. And it seems to be coming with this move that you're making. And to stop letting your emotions ride you.
Okay.
And, yeah. You seem to be very emotional lately. Remember, Archangel Uriel, he's with you. You got some kind of emotional up here. Look to him. He's going to help you release the anger and some unforgiveness, sir, that you have deep within you.
Oh, come on. That's not any fun. Man, you are bursting my bubble here. You know I'm just messing with you, right?
Well, some of what you're holding in is what's holding you back. You got to release it to move forward. That's what I'm hearing. Release the anger. Forgive. You got to forgive some. I don't know what it is, but you got to forgive something or someone in order to move forward.
I would think that would be more of forgiving myself, because forgiveness starts with us first, and then we're able to express it outside of ourselves in our relationships at any level, from our friendships, our families, our coworkers, whatever that might be, right?
Exactly.
You just took words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, I love this stuff, you know. I made a decision a long time ago is to get real with me. And I'd like to invite all our sisters and brothers, you know, is to start really looking at self, and because these are all those things that really keep us bound up and in our own bit of bondage from being able to fully celebrate life. And I know you guys will agree with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Because what I hear is keep charging ahead. What you want is going to it's going to happen. It's going to take maybe a little time, but whatever you do, if somebody tries to interfere with it, don't take no for an answer. You want it, like your grandmother said, reach for it. Reach for those, the sky is the limit. Pull it into you. It's yours.
Well, that's easy. That is real easy to say no. I've really learned how to say no. But guess what, ladies? Let us thank you so much for honoring me. I do thank you both for the divine message I received, because those messages empowers me, and that's what matters. I'd like to invite our caller on line 3 to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Gary Morris, Cleo, Ohio.
Well, welcome to the show. How may we be of service to you?
I lost my car July 19th, and I'm not driving. Now you know, when everything worked out well with me and my girlfriend Olivia, I'm moving down there, but I need to know if everything will go well and will I find a good job down there and would I get another car.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and start with you, Georgette, and then we'll have Angel share as well.
Okay, well, I didn't hear it real clear.
I didn't either.
Okay, what did he say his name was?
Can you repeat your name again?
Oh, yeah. Gary Moore.
Oh, Gary. Okay. Okay. He said something about a girlfriend. What was it he said about his girlfriend?
I need to know what everything worked out while I get down there in Texas. Financially and emotionally.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, first of all, I'm getting that you haven't even really met this woman yet, have you?
No.
I didn't think so. All right, you know her as a friend on the internet, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm being told to be careful, because something like this, a lot of times, it does not work out. She's going to be friendly, yes. But as it working out permanently, I honestly don't see it happening. I heard something about a car. Yeah, I believe you're going to be getting another car, but not as soon as you want to be.
Okay. And job-wise, too. How about that?
Okay, you're going to be getting something. I see you got a lot of waviness around you. It's going to be tough for a little while. Probably within the next 3 months, I would say, you will be getting a job.
Thank you.
Gary, this is Leilani. If I may, I'd like to share some thoughts with you as well. And one of the things that I'd like to invite you in considering is, you know, before you make such a huge jump like that and moving your location, is maybe to start taking some trips down there to visit and have her come to where you're at, and maybe just exchange that way and get to know each other better in person with each other. Because you may find as well that, you know, once you got there, it may not necessarily be everything that you feel, that, or what we sometimes convince ourselves in our own mind's eye, so to speak. And I'm not trying to insinuate that this young lady is not a good person, but a lot of times, as you know, has a lot to do with that energy vibration that goes between two people. And so, you know, consider finding a way to be able to do that energy exchange in person, okay?
Okay.
And one of the things that I'd also like to encourage you, touching on the job real quick as well, is you need to get a little bit more clear on the job that you really desire, because you're kind of flip-flopping a little bit back and forth with that. Is that not true?
Yes. I want to do computer programming or computer repair.
Well, you're going to be very, very good at it, okay? But don't take the first thing that comes to you.
Okay.
Get real clear about what it is, because see, what you got to understand is, Gary, is this is a partnership between your employer and you. And ask yourself some very important questions. What is it that you need within that employment that's really going to serve you and you can give back to that company?
All right.
Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, excellent. Chrome, did you want to add to that?
There's not much more that I'm getting other than the same that I agree with both of y'all, the jobs gonna come. It's gonna come in a weird direction though. It's gonna come to a friend, from what I'm being told. Somebody that you already know is gonna introduce you to the gentleman that's gonna end up hiring you. But I have to say I agree. Take some time to really get to know this person before trying to make a complete move. Moving from one state to another is not easy. By any means.
All right.
Yes. And you know something too, Gary? I mean, let's think about this for a second. Let's be fair to both of you. And being fair to both of you, emotionally and mentally, you give yourselves that opportunity to explore each other. Even though it's been online, but let's do that in the physical. So we'll leave you with that. We hope we have been of service to you, and we want to send you with many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Blessings to you. Bye-bye. I'd like to take this opportunity to invite our second caller on line 2 to the show. I'd like, if you would, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, it's me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection.
Well, hello, thank you very much. My question is, I just wanted to see what they see for my near future. I need some kind of direction on which way to go. And the name is Maria, Florida.
How's the weather down there, Maria?
It's good now. We didn't get the hurricane, so that's pretty good.
Well, that's good.
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 Can't complain. Well, it's an honor to have you on the show with us, and I'll let either one of you go ahead and help our caller.
All right, Crummy, you want to go first, or you want me to? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to me. I just had a few questions. I'm not sure if these mean anything to you, Maria, or not. As you were speaking, the first thing that I came across was children. Are you looking at working with children, or possibly have children of your own? That
I had worked with children before.
Is that what? Are you wanting to continue to work with the children?
I don't know if I want to keep working with children anymore. I don't know. I'm looking more into a spiritual, something spiritual, but I don't know. I've worked with kids, and I was pretty good at it. I like children, but I don't
but
know.
But you know,
if
there
I want
are there. Sorry.
Excuse me?
There are very spiritual children that need guidance too, that not everybody can help.
True.
And I have a feeling that may be where the direction that you need to look into. because you sense these children. These children are drawn to you, and that's why when you're at work or at the store, these children come up to you and they'll smile and laugh, even without ever saying a thing to you. You already know that these children have these abilities. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I can spot them. Yes.
It's your soul connecting with their soul to know that that inner connection is there, just like the rest of us, that we sense one another person that has some of the same talents or gifts or abilities or whatever you want to call them.
Right. It's the soul that senses the other soul.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm getting the working with children very strongly, and I may be wrong. These other two ladies may be able to correct me on that one, but that's what I'm getting very strongly, is working with the children. And I do feel that working with the children and the spirituality is going to be the direction that you might possibly want to look into.
Sounds good. Thank you.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Georgette.
Okay. That wasn't sure what Jan said. Okay, Maria, what I picked up was basically what Angel had said, but Archangel Gabriel is going to assist you, because what I'm hearing, not only is it you're going to be working with children, it's going to involve some sort of communication skills. Now, what I'm picking up is some sort of teaching. It's like you're going to be teaching them the spirituality aspects of a lot of things. Does that make sense?
It could, yes. I worked with children before. I was a tutor, and I was a teacher assistant. I did pretty good with them because they understand me and I understand them. I can talk I can talk with them instead of at them or above them or below them, you know?
Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. What I also saw is that there was some insecurities around you. Don't let no insecurities hold you back. You've got the dream to work like this. Go for it. It's like it's a part of you. It's calling out to you. Remember, Archangel Gabriel, he's right there with you. He's guiding you every step of the way with this. The way I hear it, you have that dream. I got to say it, I tell my kids. My one son just told me he wanted to do something, but he was afraid. I've always told him, you've got that dream. Reach for those stars. Pull them in. Don't let them go. You want something, grab it. It's there for you.
Good. Thank you so much. I'm thinking about it. It's making a lot of sense.
Leilani, may I add to this as well, Maria?
Sure may.
Okay. You know, it's really interesting. As you can see, at the beginning of this broadcast, I asked these terrific young ladies to give me messages as well. And, you know,
they're
a lot
very
of...
good. They're very good. They got me thinking. They're very, very good.
Yes,
thank
they
you.
Are.
Thank you.
You bet they are. And, you know, when I'm getting silly on myself, these are some of the two young ladies, and there's a few others that I seek guidance as well, that, you know, because there's always that trust factor that you're looking for within someone guiding you with messages that, you know personally that they care about your soul. And what's really interesting is that there were messages that came up about even myself and, you know, taking care of myself better, becoming more balanced and grounded and not always, you know, because I help a lot of people. a lot of people worldwide, and I love doing it. That's what makes my heart sing the most. But with that said, where I'm going with this is that I had mentioned during the reading that it's time for us to really let all these insecurities, guilt, or doubt, or any of those other things, because as we all know right here on this show, with the listeners tuning in tonight, we know that these things or emotions are not of the highest. This is what kept us in bondage for so long. This is those roadblocks that has tried to lure us to think less than about ourselves as individuals. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it makes plenty of sense. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so tonight, get excited, get charged up, and know that you are being divinely guided in every step of your way, and that you're, as they had said to me, you're missing the signs. They're putting the signs out there to you. Okay, I know about some of your dreams, and that is going to be very successful. But what's really cool about this dream that you have, you will also be able to actually bring the children into that whole dynamics. Does that make sense?
I really would like to do that. I'm afraid, you know how the parents get in the way half of the time. They are. I worked in the school, and I remember there was always complaint, like, don't teach the kid this, or don't teach the kid that.
But there are a lot of spiritual, within our spiritual community, okay? And this is where you want to take your focus, is because within the spiritual community, we all have children. I have two grandchildren. My grandchildren mean the world to me. I climb every mountain on this planet for those two young ladies, and I even would send them to you. So think about those.
I trust that once you get it done, everything will fall right into place.
That's
the
right.
First step,
exactly.
One step at a time.
That's right.
Happens.
You got it.
My whole life has been like that. I start something. I don't even start. It started for me. Like,
yes,
you know, spiritually,
yes.
It starts and then it just keeps going. So that's a good idea. Very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and we hope we have, yes. We hope we have been of divine service to you, and many blessings to you and yours.
Same to you. Thank you, ladies.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Real quick, I would like to remind everyone to pay a visit to bbsradio.com. My show page has a wealth of information about these young ladies. If you are indeed interested in setting up a reading appointment, you will find the links on my show page. I know these women's passion, as you can see, they're very good at what they do. But what is more important is the passion and the realization, the understanding of the responsibility and accountability for you. Your soul matters. I want to real quick, because we are just about at the end of our show, I'm going to need you guys to quickly give this information out, if I may. Tiny Blessing says, when do you see me getting a new job, and do you see when? Georgette.
Okay, Tiny, I see it within the next 3 months.
Excellent. Excellent. Is there anything else real quick that you might be able to add to the job situation?
The only thing I can tell you, Tiny, don't take the first offer. The first offer is going to be a downhill, slap-in-the-face one. The job that I see you getting is going to be like the third offer.
That's what I was getting.
Yeah, that one I think would go real good for you.
Yes. Anger's going to have some good money backing it up as well. So we hope we have helped you in a small way. Blessings to you, tiny blessings. I have another question here from Luma, and the question is, the man that keeps asking me out has been in contact for a while. Is he available, single or not, Angel?
That's a very iffy situation because I'm not getting much with that question. I would say single, but recently, if so.
Okay. Georgette, would you like to add to that?
Well, honestly, I see red flags with this one. Yeah, I would say he's single, but he is and he isn't. Because he's not available.
Let's put it that way.
Right. He keeps going back to the same person. So, honestly, I wouldn't go with him. To me, he seems like a gigolo type. Wants it all.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. he wants to be able to have his cake and eat it, too.
That's it.
Excellent job, ladies. Yeah, because that's exactly what I was picking up as well. Georgette, if you would give out your website links to everyone, and then we'll have Angel do that as well.
Okay, my websites are www.angelspiritualparadise.com and www.cafepress.com/angelshalo.
Thank you. And Chrome, Angel, would you give yours as well, please?
The sad part is, honestly, I didn't. I do not remember mine off the top of my head.
What's up with that, young lady? Anyway, I would like
to... That's okay. I did the same thing. I had to think about mine a second, too.
I would like
the one
to...
I can't. Sorry, go ahead.
I would like to take this opportunity to invite all of you to my show page with bbsradio.com. I do have a wealth of information along with their personal website links as well. And I do invite all of you to explore their websites. These are two really, really wonderful young ladies. It's been a real honor for me not only to interact with them, but to have them as part of my extended family as all of you are as well. And so go ahead, Angel, if you'd like to go ahead and give that information out.
One of my sites, my spiritual site, is the Precious Shadows, all one word, all lowercase, .webs.com. And the other one, which is my main photography, that's Nightfire, N-I-T-E, fire, all one word, photos, .webs.com.
Excellent. And just for a quick reminder, we do have that information as well. Thank you to both of you. I have been truly honored. It has been an honor to have you on this show, both of you, and keep up the great works. On that note, I want to remind all our sisters and brothers worldwide, it is time for us to drop the smallness and be our greatness. Always remember that you are the empowerment of you, your worlds, and activities. Love your families with all your hearts. Good night to all of you. Blessings.
One day, God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly. And so was I. I asked myself, what will I